Everyone knows what St. Peter's Square looks like. At least, even if you haven't been to Rome, I'm pretty sure you've seen postcards of the great oval-shaped space so beautifully embraced by Bernini's perfect colonnades in front of St. Peter's Basilica. Anyway, even if it's easy to imagine the piazza itself, you wouldn't believe the diversity of people, events, and happenings it's home to. Just the other day, for example, some 1,000 soldiers of Britain's second most ancient regiment came marching through. The Honourable Artillery Company is the oldest surviving regiment in the British Army, and it was here in force to celebrate the 500th anniversary of the Swiss Guard. Sister Janet Ferns, who works right next to me here at the English programme, is a history buff with a special love for the Tudor period. She couldn't believe her luck when Basil Bicknell, chairman of the Honourable Artillery Company, agreed to have a word with her.
It's a very special occasion that you're here to celebrate the 500-year birthday of the Swiss Guard. How did it come about?
I was in Boston, Massachusetts, some 3 years ago, on what they call the June Day Parade, with our sister daughter regiment called the Ancient and Honourable Artillery Company, which one of our members, Keane, was the founder of, or the first captain. And Captain Elmar Maeder, who commands the Swiss Guard, was there at the time, and he very kindly approached us and said, as we were, I quote, the second oldest regiment, would we perhaps take part in the 500th anniversary this year of 2006, May the 6th.
As I was saying, Sister Janet has a real passion for history, and she knew exactly the right questions to ask.
The regiment itself was founded in 1537 by Henry VIII. Would you like to say something about that?
Yes, actually he granted us our charter, and before that, but we cannot establish it, we were known as a guild or fraternity of St. George. So we do go back a little bit, and maybe we could beat the Swiss Guard trip, but we don't have the documentation. But we were trained bands, and we were formed, as I say, in 1537, under charter by Henry VIII.
And that was a very significant time in British history, because you had the whole question of Henry wanting to divorce Catherine of Aragon. 1536, he disbanded the monasteries, and so there was a real threat of invasion from Spain.
Absolutely.
And also at that time, Henry VIII's father, Henry VII, had founded the British Navy. So you were founded at a time when armed forces were a very high priority.
Yes, indeed. And in fact, that's why today we still have a role in the Territorial Army, and we have had active members of our active unit serving out in very currently in Iraq.
The expert that she is, Sister Janet also noted that Basil Bicknell was carrying a pike. I confess that I had to look pike up in the dictionary and discovered the word comes from the Old English meaning sharp point and refers to a long spear formerly used by infantry.
Now, one difference between yourselves and the Swiss Guards is that you carry pikes and they carry halberds, and you are a pikeman yourself.
Yes, indeed, I am only a pikeman. That's the lowest rank you can get. And the difference is that our pikes are 12 foot, and the halberd, I think I'm right in saying, which the Swiss Guard have, it looks a little different when you see it on parade, is about 6 foot.
For once, I actually wished this was television and not radio. You see, apart from the 12-foot pike carried by Major Bicknell and his men, they also wear similar uniforms to the ones the soldiers wore in the reign of King Charles I, around the year 1625. He described his uniform for us.
I'll describe mine as a pikeman, is that we do wear armour, and we wear what you would like to call a tin helmet, but it's actually called a morion. And in the morion we have an ostrich feather, which I might say we've all had very specially done individually for the parade, and we have, it's basically a very red uniform with sashes, which depend on what rank you have, and we have pikes, and then of course we have the musketeers, who actually wear leather jerkins, and their muskets. Their muskets, by the way, weigh about 9 and a bit pounds, and the pike weighs something to the order of about 4 pounds, and the armour itself is between 11 and a half and 12 pounds.
The occasion to celebrate together with the Swiss Guard and parade in St. Peter's Square drew such enthusiasm amongst the soldiers, it turned out to be the largest gathering of the regiment in some time. As Major Bricknell mentioned earlier, the HAC is currently a unit of the Territorial Army and provides the British Army with its only dedicated surveillance and target acquisition patrol regiment. But it also has an important ceremonial relationship with the City of London. These are, in fact, the soldiers who provide guards of honour during state visits and the saluting battery at the Tower of London for state occasions.
We're often called out to do duty for the Lord Mayor and for instance, on the Lord Mayor's parade, which is once a year when he's elected. We actually, the pikemen, escort the Lord Mayor's coach, the light cavalry escort the Lady Mayoress.
In fact, Major Bricknell revealed his is one of the few regiments that's allowed to march through the City of London carrying weapons.
Yes, and it's a very proud privilege that we exercise quite often, and of course again at the Lord Mayor's parade. But not only the pikemen and light cavalry, but of course our active regiment, who usually bring up the very last, the rear of it, with our guns as well. And in that connection, we are allowed to fire, and not allowed to, we fire all the salutes at the Tower of London, and that's a privilege we've had. And we're also allowed to have the master gunner within the tower, who is usually the colonel of the HAC.
And as well, you have a very strong link with the royal family.
Well, our captain general is the Queen, Her Majesty, and in the past it's gone all the way back down the royal family, but in case of Queen Victoria's time, actually our captain general was Prince Albert.
Another thing the Honourable Artillery Company is rightly proud of is its regimental motto.
Yes, that is Arma Parcis Fulcra. Even though I did go to a good Jesuit school and did learn Latin, loosely I think it really means something with arms, you can have peace. And that is our very proud motto, and we're very pleased to have it.
Armed strength for peace sounds like an awfully good military motto to me. If the world still needs soldiers, may it be to keep peace and not to make war. And of course, as in the case of the Honourable Artillery Company, to keep the memory and the legacy of thousands of years of history alive, with its precious lessons never to be forgotten.